Hey, we had a purity meeting the other night. I'm going to have Matt Osborne come up here where we invited guys and their teenage sons to come to a meeting where we just focused in on purity of heart. There's about 25 of us guys that showed up there, and I just wanted to give a report to that. We met on Friday night, just a bunch of guys back in the dining room, and I wanted Matt to tell us, kind of report what we did and why we did that.
There you go. So I just wanted to say what a blessing it was to be there with those men, with all of you guys that were there, just to stand together, lock arms, and go after this thing, which is the kingdom of heaven. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Paul says that the sexually immoral and lots of other bad things will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. And there is a group of men rising up in this church. This church is rising up and saying, we're not going to settle. And so what happened was men got together, they shared testimony, they spoke life over each other, they cleansed and washed one another with the word of God and said, you know what, no more. And they said, you know what, you're not alone. And they loved on each other. Men of God standing together, locking arms, there's power there. There's purpose there. There's world changers there. And that's what this church is doing. I've been in several meetings with y'all and just really enjoyed it. I think I've cried more than I've cried in years in the last few weeks, just thinking about what God is doing here in El Dorado, Kansas, and it's exciting to be a part of that. One of my favorite things that happened that night, there's lots of men who shared. Jonathan, Dr. Coons shared, Brian and Drew shared just amazing encouragement, testimony, stories, spoke the word of God over one another, exhorted one another. But something remarkable happened toward the end that really had an impact on me. And just a reminder, a man stood up and said, I hadn't said much tonight, and declared the gospel of Jesus Christ over all of us. And I think we would do well to remember and be thankful the price, the sacrifice that has been paid, the blood of Jesus shed for our transgressions, for our sin. We've been set free. And declaring that over one another, the blood of Jesus over one another, praying the blood of Jesus over one another, and being thankful for one another, that's where it's at. Rejoicing in the Lord and what he's done. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation. And declaring it, it should never grow old. We should be declaring it over one another regularly. Jesus died and paid the price to set us free. And there was power in all of these things, all of these prayers that were lifted up. And so these men said, hey, we're going after the kingdom of heaven and we're not letting up, not one bit. We want all of Jesus. That's exciting, church. That's exciting. Praise the Lord for it. So right now, I just want to have a time of just worshipful prayer over what the Lord has done. So if you would just join me. Father in heaven, I just thank you so much for moving in your people. We don't got to muster anything up. We just got to say yes and latch on to those promises, all those promises that are yes and amen for the sons of God, the daughters of God. Lord, help us to be reminded. Remind us, speak into us. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. For the blood of Jesus. I thank you for the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we have the power, the authority, the ability by your Spirit because of the blood to repent and to enter into the kingdom of heaven. That is our inheritance. And we say, yes, we want all of it. So I just pray for violently pressing into the kingdom of heaven to just be a regular part of our life. When we are your people. Bought with a price. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen.